Did you know that as a supervisor or manager, you can check on the progress of your direct reports in the PERC Learning Center without needing to request a report? The purpose of this video is to go over the My Team feature in the PERC Learning Center, which you have access to if you are assigned to a supervisory or managerial role. With this feature, you will be able to keep track of your direct reports' professional development, compliance, and learning opportunities, all from your own LMS account. Keep watching to learn how. As a supervisor or manager, you will have access to My Team in the PERC Learning Center. You can find this feature by logging in and, from the initial landing page, clicking on the User menu at the top left, the three horizontal lines. Select My Team. Here, you should see three tabs: Team Members, Checklists, and Reports. The Checklist tab is not currently utilized at the county, but we'll go into more detail about the Team Members and Reports tabs now. The Team Members tab is first. This area offers an overview of your team, where every employee you oversee is identified by a card showing details about their activities. You will see a status in the upper right-hand corner of the card that will vary depending on whether the employee has any expired certifications, overdue courses, or if they're new to your team. Click on the three dots or the ellipsis menu in the lower right-hand corner of an employee's card. Once you do so, you will see the option to send that employee an email, enroll the employee in a course, or view their user summary report. Emails will go to the account listed in the employee's Emacs. Please note, if your employee does not have an email address on file, they will not receive any notifications. The user summary report will allow you to view employee details, course history, learning plans the employee is enrolled in, and what certifications they might have. In the statistics section, you will find pertinent course information regarding your employee, such as their last access date, how many active courses they are a part of, upcoming course due dates, and an at-a-glance depiction of their progress and activity occurring over the last 12 months. Hop down to the courses section to view the status of all the courses they are enrolled in, when users completed a course, how much time they spent on each course, and the score they earned. If one of your team members is a supervisor or manager, you will be able to view and manage their team members as well. To do so, look for the option to view team, which would be located in the lower left-hand corner of your employee's card. The number in parentheses indicates how many team members they oversee. You have the same options to manage your employee's direct reports as you do your own. Now, let's take a look at the Reports tab. Supervisors and managers can choose from the following types of reports to view their employees' enrollment status. As a reminder, courses may include instructor-led trainings, or ILTs, which occur in person, online, or web-based courses, and virtual trainings hosted in the PERC Learning Center. Reports for all courses, learning plans, certifications, and sessions can be generated here and exported or downloaded to your computer in either a CSV or XLS file. Supervisors and managers may apply filters to view data that matches their criteria by clicking on the type of report they want and making their selections in the pop-up pane which appears on the right-hand side. Click Save when you're done. You should see a little notice at the bottom of the page confirming your configuration has been saved, which means your selections have been applied. Once you see this confirmation, click the ellipsis menu to the far right and hover over Export to see the available options. Click on whichever file type is preferred. Please note you must have Excel installed to open either. Once you select CSV or XLS, another notice will appear which says Creating Your Report. Then, once the report is complete, it will automatically begin downloading to your browser. After it is finished, you will get a final notice stating that the creation of your report was successful. Go to your downloads and click the appropriate file to view the report, and don't forget to save it in a place you will remember once it opens. Good luck with managing your team with these handy features.